Talk, recorded live at 4ZZZ Studios, Meanjin, Brisbane.
On 102.1 FM.
And broadcast across Australia on the Community Radio Network.
You're listening to Zed Games.
Zed Games brings you the best in gaming news, reviews, community and culture.
Want to reach out?
Share your hot take?
Or do you just want to share your favourite game?
Find us on socials at ZEDGamesAU.
Hello.
Hello.
It's Zed Games. We're here on 4ZZZ, and I'm Maylee.
I'm Paul.
And I am Peter.
How are you both today?
I'm okay. You know, it just struck me, I've never talked to anyone about the intro to our show, because I made the music for that, like, last year, was it, or something? It was very quick. But I didn't really admit it. Like, I just practice music terrorism. I just glad as many conflicting samples as I can together and see you try to turn it into something.
I think it's wonderful.
That's
I
all
think
it is.
It's, yeah.
It's my music terrorism. Enjoy.
It works. It is effective.
I think there's a one sample about going wop, 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 wop. Like, okay. There we go.
That works. It.
Good times. How are you, Peter?
I am doing really, really well. I am looking forward to this long weekend for those adults that have a long weekend.
Ah, yes.
Lots of gaming planned.
Me too.
Various different events.
It's rare that friends, that people have time off at the same time, so I'm planning to make full...
Adulting is difficult, lining up. But yes. you're post-uni as well, aren't you?
Yes.
Yeah. Now, uni days.
Oh, my God.
I remember it like it was last year. It was. But no, I am planning a actual couch gaming night tomorrow night with a few friends sort of idea. Getting everybody around for a few drinks and some good old couch gaming with some friends.
What's on the couch agenda?
We're going to play a little bit of Overcooked, as well as some Trine. I've yet to try out the newer Trine 5, I think
yes,
it is.
Yes.
Clockwork something or other.
I'm somewhat addicted to couch multiplayer games, but as a old man... it doesn't have, I used to try to do a couple of nights a year where I'd like set up a couple of TVs, consoles, put people there. Honestly, I rarely get to play the games either because I'd just be running it. But
I still
buy all the ones that I want, even though I can't even do those nights really anymore as an old man. So I have a lot of potentially unplayed, but soon we like going through the dregs and trying to find something interesting.
Yeah,
Gergamoth. I recommend Gergamoth.
I think you made that up. I don't think that's real.
It's a game, I promise. And if it's not, I'll make it by tomorrow. No, it's a game. It's Oh, and anything by Giant Margarita, who are in Tasmania. They made Party Golf, and then Party... It wasn't racing, but it's a car one. And then Party Poppers is their current one.
These are real. I know that.
Yes, yeah. That's an awesome team. It's like lecturers and students down at the university there.
Cool.
And they know how to party, and their games are fun.
That's
and very
awesome.
Good. Like, simple gameplay with lots of modifiers.
Nice. I've not done any research into this. Is there a Mario Brothers-esque party game that's on the PlayStation?
A platformer, or do you mean like Smash?
No, like Mario Party.
Oh, like Mario
like
Party.
Like a party game.
They had the old Sonic one is technically one of them's on the PlayStation, I think. Sonic Shuffle?
Because if all else fails, I can connect it to my PC, and there's plenty on there that I can connect my controllers to.
But also, then you'd be stuck playing a Mario Party style game. And that's just for, like, losing friends.
Well, yes.
I mean, I love it.
I figured you would, Paul.
You love it if you're winning.
Nah. Again, I enjoy a level of terrorism.
Oh, okay. Oh, you're one of those.
As long as someone is, like, upset at the video game, I'm laughing. It's just a video game, mate. I had all the stars! I had all the stars!
I think it might be time for some news.
I think so, too.
You're getting too passionate.
Let's see what's in the news.
Let's go.
This week in gaming news... Tabletop in space! NASA has developed and launched a tabletop role-playing game called The Lost Universe, which is available for free. A dark mystery has settled over the city of Alderstrom on the rogue planet of Exlaris. Researchers dedicated to studying the cosmos have disappeared, and the Hubble Space Telescope has vanished from Earth's timeline. Only an ambitious crew of adventurers can uncover what was lost. The mystery supports 4 to 7 players using characters between the levels of 7 to 10 and is supposed to be easily adaptable to preferred tabletop RPG system. It is available on NASA's website. GTA 6 might be delayed. Grand Theft Auto 6 is set to release in early 25 and might be one of the most highly anticipated games in history, with fans desperate for any scrap of news. Unfortunately, the initial release date may no longer be possible, with a late 2025 or 2026 release looking more likely, allegedly due to production slipping behind. Employees have reportedly been mandated to return to work 5 days a week in April, rather than allowing employees, including those hired remotely, to work from home. This shift in policy has been attributed to improving security and quality. There are rumors, however, that this change is also to help avoid production slipping further behind. Rockstar are still aiming for an early 2025 release. A late 2025 release seems more plausible, with the 2026 release being a fallback plan. How many playdates are missing? Two pallets of the handheld YOLO consoles have reportedly gone missing from a shipping center in Las Vegas. A simple stock take revealed that $400,000 worth of playdates aren't where they're supposed to be. FedEx claims that they were delivered, but we have no trace of them. A few weeks later, a different set of pallets of playdates were delivered to the construction site next door to the shipping center. Those pallets were successfully recovered, which is good, as Playdate aims to start earning a profit this year. More help for Game Help. The PlayStation 5 has a feature called Game Help that developers can use to provide hints for various games, assisting players who might be struggling with a game. Community Game Help will be added as a feature, allowing users to submit gameplay that is automatically captured during specific activities in the game. Once this footage is approved, it will be published as a hint. This means that players who are stuck can easily access the relevant footage to use as a guide. Players can rate the quality of the hint, so only the most helpful hints are used. And news nibbles. A trailer for Sonic Toys Party, an unannounced Battle Royale game from Sega, has been leaked, and it looks uncannily like Fall Guys. The trailer got taken down due to copyright claims, however. Elder Scrolls 6 is playable and sounds fun, according to Bethesda.
Yeah, I sure hope it does.
Yay. And now for some upcoming games. March 28th, that's today, brings Open Roads for the PC, PlayStation 5, PlayStation 4, Nintendo Switch and Xbox Series X, and Pepper Grinder for the Nintendo Switch. That's it this week in gaming news.
Thank you, and Pepper Grind is this week?
Yep.
I've got to get my review ready.
Indeed.
I'm playing too many things.
Apparently it came out today.
Did it?
Oh. So you're late.
Well, quick. Oh god, I mean, I haven't finished it, but I'll do a half review, and I stop talking halfway through because that's all I am. Okay, it's good. There we go. Review done.
Okay, you got me.
Thanks for that, publishing agents. bunch of other little things there. Just in breaking news, I guess, Embracer is officially divesting Gearbox out of it.
Yep.
That's
Gearbox is being picked up by 2K.
There are some lovely people at work at Gearbox. I remember liking on games a long way, but that's, you know, that's me, it's just taste. but the thing that I was really, the rhetoric around the Xbox layoffs this week has been just nuts. The official word of why Phil decided to pull the plug and fire so many people was that there's a concerning lack of growth in the industry.
Oh, no.
Mm. How many people does that excuse?
I think it was 1,900.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Let's throw on them and the coals for that. Really, that sort of thing seems to be someone in management not doing their job of projections correctly and perhaps acquiring things that they shouldn't be doing.
Yep.
It's funny how they're not included in the layoffs or even pay cuts. But it's okay. He wears gaming shirts. So he's one of us.
Totally.
Anyway, yeah. It's a story of last year as well, but definitely this year, layoff-wise. It's just capitalism.
Just
surely, does 4 Triple Z must have like a like sad capitalism buzz somewhere, aren't we? Yeah.
We should look into that.
Yeah, yeah. We're full-blown commies. Here we are today. Thing, if you liked Overwatch, there's a new Overwatch coming, but it's got Marvels in it.
Yep.
It's got Marvel superheroes.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, it's not made by Blizzard, so who knows? Maybe it's good. I don't know. I don't really care about Marvel superheroes or Overwatch, but hey, people liked it.
Yeah. The trailer. I haven't played Overwatch in a while. Apparently a new hero is launching for this weekend.
Probably. I think I've missed them all. I think they're having a crossover with Cowboy Bebop. Talk about timeline.
Oh my god. I saw
Yeah. And the characters don't look good, in my opinion.
They do not look good.
I just saw some shots of Cowboy Bebop. I'm like, I remember that show. That was, 20 years ago or more.
It seemed like a very weird crossover Overwatch.
It's a cool anime.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And Overwatch likes cool characters. So I guess match made in heaven?
No,
it didn't seem it.
Maybe anyway. Overwatch of 5 years ago.
Yeah.
Yes, the popularity level of 5 years ago as well.
Capitalism.
Well, that's made me sad. So I think we should cheer up.
So you're listening to Zed Games, is that it?
You're listening to Zed Games.
You're listening to Zed Games.
Hello, you're listening to Zed Games.
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 Perfect. Thank you. I'm Maylee, here for Zed Games on 4ZZZ. Whom am I with?
I'm Paul. I'm also here for Zed Games.
I'm Peter, and I'm just here.
You live here?
I exist.
Oh.
I just happen to also be here for 4ZZZ.
He's doing a live React stream, but he's only doing it in person, so it's really just existing.
You guys are missing out.
Woo!
It's good.
I live react to life.
That's the dream.
Yep.
Well, we've got something for you to react to right now.
Yeah?
And
we have some stimulus for you.
Woo! Let's react to it.
We've got a review.
Ooh.
By moi.
Yay!
Oh, yes. Today we are going to talk about the work of Toast Interactive. Toast Interactive being a Brisbane studio.
Noise.
Which sort of came... I'm going to admit, I have not actually met Richie, the individual that made Richie's Plank Adventure, which came out at the beginning of VR. And it was an experience, not really a game, where you stepped on a plank and looked over the plank. And it sold like absolute hotcakes. If you did early VR, you got a copy of Richie's Plank Experience. You had to get into it. They said it was best experienced if you got a real plank, put it on the ground so that you could really feel the edges of it in game.
Is this that one where you're standing on a plank on like the edge of a building?
Okay. Funnily enough, they did keep... adding to the game over the years. It wasn't like some flash in the pan like we released something silly, we got a lot of money, out we go. They're like, oh no, we'll actually keep working on this, we'll release it on more platforms, we'll put more content in it, there's DLC.
DLC, I just saw that November of last year.
Did you get to customize your plank?
I don't remember plank customization, but it has been a while since I've checked in on it.
Okay.
But the story here is that instead of taking the money and running, they decide, let's invest and become a bigger studio. And we've got some good funding behind us now because we got one of those start of a new technology mega hit things.
Nice. Good on them.
So what they did was they said, we're going to invest in making max mustard. That is the most amount of mustard you're allowed to put on a hot dog, max. Anyway, Max Mustard is a 3D platformer, much in the way of like Super Lucky's Tale, or of course the goat of the VR genre, Astrobot.
Noise.
So they've come in with their own twist. It is a very, very solid platformer.
Mm-hmm.
The Max character, it's very cute. It's probably quite child friendly in its look. I'd definitely say so, actually.
Okay.
Quite cartoony. So Max runs around, jump. It's very, takes a lot of cues from Mario jumping and stuff like that. Lots of switches, moving blocks, beat rhythm stuff that comes in. all the enemies are kind of basic in the game. They just like single jump on them will kill most of them. But you know, it's sort of a, you can get a rhythm going and you can move quite quickly through the game and not touch the ground very much once you're comfortable with it. So the twist is it's a VR game, and VR games are actually really good for platformers because one, it's 3D, so depth is a lot easier.
Yep.
But also you're just sort of in the space as well, watching the character.
Okay.
And that's, that can get, you can create by putting the player in a different view to the character. You know, that can give you different perspective on things. Let you. The other thing is also they give you, well, not a gun, but multiple types of guns. And that's not the character, Max. That's you, the player. What? So in your hand, you have at certain points in certain levels, they'll give you like a plunger gun or a vacuum or something like that. So while Max is running around, you're also able to interact with the environment as well. It works great. In fact, probably, like, it's very, it's super charming. It's a super charming game.
It looks it, definitely.
Yeah. But probably when it first, like, clicked was actually just when I got to one of a side mission, which was just a shooting gallery. It was just a, it's like, oh, okay, here's the three ranks. Bronze, silver, gold.
Mm-hmm.
Gold is 9 seconds. Oh, no, okay, it's not going to be very long, okay. And I just got really into the shooting gallery, and I'm like, okay, I gotta learn all the targets are. Great. Gotta get my yeah. So I've been doing all the shooting galleries as well. They're really good. So when it really, really shines, I think, is when you have both the creative platforming going and when you've got a tool in your hand as well, which is often like the vacuum cleaner, for instance. You just sort of like suck up like everything in the level to get extra coins and stuff. And yep. Sometimes you like, you're interfering with fans or something to move platforms for Max memory. That stuff is where it's best. And that's perhaps my only real criticism of the game, other than it is relatively simple, probably, you know, maybe like 8-10-year-old kids or anything would sort of be there if they can use VR. I'm not sure what the current health standards are.
Anybody over 12.
Woo! But because it really, really shines at those moments aren't every level. They're, you know, not few and far between, but not all the time. And I would love them to expand on that, interactions between the player and the character in the screen. It's a decent length. It's 40 levels long, four big bosses. It runs really well. It loads super fast. It's just on the Quest at the moment, but it's also coming to PC-based VR and PSVR 2.
Nice.
So most of the heavy hitters there. It is a absolutely delightful game. It's probably not quite Astrobot for me, but not far underneath it. And actually, I really just want them to make it a bit harder. It was one of those 3D platformers where if you get a vertical wall, you can just like always work your way up it because you jump higher than you fall between jumps.
Right.
So I've been trying to do lots of boundary breaking just to see if there's anything secret there, but not yet. I want them to make something for the more experienced 3D platform.
Yeah. Yeah,
it is very satisfying jumping and platforming still. So I'm having a good time, especially.
I always thought 3D platformers would do absolutely fantastic on VR headsets and stuff like that, especially if you make the world 3D. Essentially. So you're playing around the player.
Oddly enough, the very first game I ever played in VR, which never came out as far as I'm aware, was just a 2D platformer.
Yep.
Played at a cylinder and you were climbing up a tower. So the player was in the middle and you'd actually like turn around with the character and you'd be able to look all the way up and all the way down. So things would drop to hit you from high up and you could like see all the paths everywhere. It was fabulous.
Didn't give you motion sickness or anything?
No, well, what? You were pretty much entirely static in the game.
Okay, so it's just because you're going up and down inside the cylinder. Sort of
thing. It wasn't any issue at all. Yes, and originally, early VR did make me very sick, but not that.
Yeah, so they were still experimenting with motion controls. Yes, and also.
So that, again, was maximum mustard, but of course, just max mustard for sure.
Looks very bright, colourful.
It's super colourful. First, starts with a big octopus boss taking some little creatures, and then there's a big crab. Oh, yeah, crab. We love crabs here at Zed Games.
We are crab people.
We do. Happy days.
Your weekly dose of science on 4ZZZ is now available as a podcast.
I learned that you can hear the difference between different water temperatures when they're poured. I'm going to pour one after the other into a different glass, and you have to tell me which one is which temperature. I've got a hot and a cold.
Mm-hmm.
Right, here's the first one. Any thoughts?
Yeah, I'm saying cold.
It sounds cool. Yeah.
Yeah? Okay. Yeah. Here's the second one.
Oh! Well played.
Shut up.
Search No Idea 4ZZZ on your favourite podcasting app. That's spelled K-N-O-W. Like, Kano Idea? It's a visual pun on an audio platform. I don't know why we did it.
You heard Honesté Masail. La la la. I practiced that. We practiced that.
Honesté Masail.
See, that was great. You did
the,
it.
The end bit just went into la 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 la.
Yeah.
You just added more.
You locked eyes with me and I...
translates to waves from beyond.
That's from the game High Water.
Mm-hmm.
It's a good game.
Good game, good soundtrack.
Oh yeah.
Full of songs that I can pronounce. Yeah.
I love all those game soundtrack. It's wonderful.
What?
High Water. Because High Water is the same universe as Golf Club Wasteland and The Cub.
Yes.
And they all have a fake radio station that goes through the whole game.
I love any game with a fake radio station.
Hell yeah. Much better than real radio stations.
Yeah. Ew. No, I love... That is not how we feel.
No.
We love radio.
No.
In games and out.
Yeah.
GTA radio. Oh, yeah.
Come there.
That's petition for GTA to put a 4ZZZ section on their in-game radios.
We could make a content pack.
Yeah.
We could.
Yeah.
Let's just
drive around GTA listening to old reviews of,
of
Commodore 64 games. Anyway, but speaking of reviews,
for now I want to talk to you about, well, I noticed that we're heading into the Easter long weekend, and I thought I should review a game that can be played in the short little pockets of time that people might find traveling places. I know there's a lot of travel. And it's also just a game I've been playing a bit of lately, and that's Bard Harder.
Bard Harder.
I'll get in on it. Bard Harder.
Bard Harder.
Bard Harder. Didn't we have
Bard Bard Harder is a short visual novel where you're playing a game of Dungeons and Dragons or Wizards and Wyverns, and you play as Robin, and you were invited to join the game by its very cute, very aloof game master, Subin. You'd never played the game before, but how could you possibly say no? Like many people do on their first attempt at a tabletop role-playing game, you picked to play a bard, a stereotypical bard, a flirtatious half-elf. You choose their name, and I named him Pomp because he seemed pompous. Unfortunately, you as Robin are not as charismatic as you the bard. Cut to months later, and you're still struggling to make that connection with Subin that you want. But it's the final session now, and you have to make your move. That sounds bad and scary, but it's worse for your bard. Your party's final showdown against the evil skeleton Volkazar has gone bad. Every one of your party members, except for you, has been taken captive, and you are helpless to save them. You've got no weapons, only a violin. You would be helpless if you weren't a bard. You have one hope left, and that is to win Volkazar's heart by wooing him and convince him to free your friends. The mechanics of this game are fairly simple. It's just visual novel going through, learning about the character, and figuring out what options, flirtations, would appeal to him the most. Between the gaming scenes, where you learn about Volkazar, you get time to interact with your party members. You don't learn too much about them, it's more getting to know the GM through them, because that's your real fake game love interest. There's a lot of layers.
Seems it.
There are...
I think it's just two.
Three? I'm playing...
So you're including you. Yeah, in the fiction there's two, but you're including yours, so there's three.
Yeah, I'm mainly playing the game where I'm Robin, and Robin's playing Pomp, and I'm also playing the game of love to win Subin's heart. And Pomp's playing the game of love to win the evil Lord Skeleton Volkazar's heart. It's a lot of game.
That's a lot of layers.
It's just like an ogre.
It has layers.
Yes.
Sorry.
Just like sediment.
Like I said earlier, Bard Hotter is a short game. It's probably 30 minutes for a playthrough, maybe longer if you're a slow reader. There are 5 different endings, but they're quicker to get through because you can skip through all the dialogue you've seen. So the whole package won't take you that long to go through. That might seem iffy, but it's definitely worth it for the price tag. At full price, this game is only like $2.95 Australian dollars. So it's cheaper than...
That's a bargain.
It's cheaper than basically anything.
Yeah.
What's cheaper than $3? I can't think of anything.
I got an Easter egg today that was cheaper than that.
Not scratchy.
A bag of Easter eggs. That's
not a bag. Yeah. Bad. In this economy?
Back in mind, eh?
One and $2 scratchies. Yep.
Yes, I guess. It's very pedantic of you.
Less entertainment value, though.
Bard Hotter doesn't do anything spectacular or crazy, but it doesn't need to. It's just a good time. It's got cute visuals, nice cheery music, silly premise. If you're looking for something short and cheerful, then this game has what you're looking for, all for less than $3. And if you love a game of wizards and wyverns, I definitely recommend you check it out. Also, forgot to put this in my notes, mm-hmm. but it is gay, and that's important.
I do love the last line here on their Steam explanation. Eat hot chip, be gay, self-explanatory.
Yeah. Oh, if you want a treat, the trailer for this game is a version, a song sung to the song Total Eclipse of the Heart. Just them trying to convince you to play the game.
Oh.
It's delightful. Nice. Really.
Yes.
Silly game. Good fun. Nice and cheap. Try it out.
Yeah.
And gay.
Gay. It's good gay. You can be gay in the game and gay out of the game. Mm. And outside, if you're playing the video game, you can be gay too. If you want. I give you permission.
Thank you for permission, Haley. I and everyone else around here appreciate it.
Oh, no. It's important.
I love the publisher name as well. Shark and Pelican Game.
Yeah, that's, I love good quality publisher names.
Yeah.
Yeah. The best, I think it's a developer. I think it was in Canada. I can't remember anything about them other than their name is Final.Final, which is just the best name for anything ever. I want every time they release a product to just add another .final to the end of that. .final version 2 draft or something like that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Noise.
Hello, hello, hello.
Hello.
I'm not going to... Oh.
Ocean noises.
Sorry about the ocean noises.
My feet are all wet.
That's bad. I don't think you're allowed to have water in the studio. I don't think...
I'm a rule breaker.
I don't think they'll give you a pass for it being on your feet. It seems worse, actually.
Hey, I'm 80% water.
No. I said nothing.
Far out.
Yeah. I think we're getting to...
You hit the table so hard you knocked my headphone socket out.
I know.
Out.
Screw your headphones.
How about them video games? Pretty good, eh?
No, we're getting
tonight,
too carried away.
Tonight we covered Max Mustard and Bard Hotter. Two fantastic video games. There we go. We're professional. We're on the line.
What's a better combo? Max Hotter or Bard Mustard?
Bard Mustard, 100%.
I'm disturbed by Bard Mustard.
100%. Go get me a jar of Bard Mustard. Now.
Okay. No.
What about a mustard bard? Someone that has to mix up different kinds of mustard to use their spells.
That's more wholesome. That's beautiful. I'm going to leave everyone with that thought before we say something worse. I think it's time to
let us
to
know
go.
What your type of bard is and
like
how
hard
they
max,
do their artistic
that's the other combination.
Okay. We'll see you all next week. It's been lovely. Bye, everyone.
Thanks for listening to Zed Games. If you'd like to listen to more, you can find us on the Community Radio Plus app
or find us on socials at ZEDGamesAU.
See you next time.